To conclude our research digest, we present a publication by ABC News titled, "Too Many Children with Long COVID Are Suffering in Silence. Their Greatest Challenge? The Myth That the Virus is Harmless for Kids." Haley Gleason writes, "While scientists try to unravel why some people don't fully recover from COVID-19, the plight of young people living with the condition remains largely invisible due to the myth that COVID-19 doesn't affect children. Children with long COVID are struggling, with many being dismissed by doctors and teachers, and their parents feeling unheard or gaslit." Dr. David Putrino, the Director of Rehabilitation Innovation at Mount Sinai Health System in New York, said that long COVID is a lot more complicated and more brutal for young people, and that kids are having a harder time with it because people seem to be less understanding of it. For young people with long COVID, most people fail to understand how much is at stake. They think it's incredibly rare, or they don't understand that just because you had one nice bout of COVID doesn't mean the next one going to do permanent damage, says Katie, whose daughter lives with long COVID. People just underestimate it. They assume it won't happen to them, and if it does, that someone will be there to help them. The article notes that many doctors dismiss long COVID as something they can do nothing about, and instead encourage patients to get back to being active as soon as possible. But Sydney GP Dr. Mark Donohoe says that's the advice that really exacerbates things. Because if a child who suffers from post-exertional malaise is pushed beyond their capacity, they can deteriorate rapidly. While many people with long COVID meet the diagnostic criteria for ME/CFS, the article notes that Australian guidelines seem to be stuck in the past, continuing to promote graded exercise therapy, which is a surefire way to provoke post-exertional malaise.